Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. This report is sponsored by Duarte Nursery, the leader in clean, clonal, containerized tree and vine production. Plant the latest Duartec advances in your new orchard or vineyard and reap the rewards. Farmers are still waiting for Governor Jerry Brown to make a decision on AB 1066, the bill that will establish an 8-hour workday for farm workers. It's a concern for ag employers whose workers have historically worked 10 to 12 hour days because of the nature of the business. Brian Van Groningen is a field manager for Van Groningen & Sons Farms in Manteca. He noted what they'll have to do in the event the bill is signed into law.
Either increase our workforce or highly mechanize our operation to try to keep the hours underneath that overtime limit.
More from Brian Van Groningen after this.
Duarte Trees and Vines is introducing 4 new clones of pistachio rootstocks. These UCB1 clones are screened for extremely high salt tolerance and extraordinary vigor. Call Duarte Nursery at 1-800-472-3833 to organize a field tour with your Duarte Nursery field representative this summer and take delivery of a new standard of pistachio and rootstock performance spring of 2017. That number again is 1-800-472-3833.
The bill is being supported by the UFW as a way to increase wages for farm workers. However, if it's passed, it will actually end up costing farm workers quite a bit in lost wages. Employers will be forced to hire extra labor in order to keep their production costs manageable. Instead of one employee working 10 hours in a day and getting paid for 60 hours in a week, AB 1066 will result in two employees working 5 hours a day and getting paid for a 30-hour work week. Van Groningen addressed the issue of finding enough quality labor.
We have yet to experience a workforce shortage. I hear that a lot where people, why can't find enough farm workers? We have yet to run into that issue. Maybe our operation is long enough throughout the year, but if that continues, if the overtime bill does pass, we will definitely have to put on more people.
And what happens if there's not enough labor available to make up for the added need caused by AB 1066?
We will start to mechanize our operation more to try to minimize the amount of overtime that we have to pay.
This is California Ag Today.